Parashat Bechukotah, we read of the blessings that the Jewish people will receive if they chart the right path, the right course in Avodat Hashem. In the second part of Perek Chavav, we read about Chas V'Shalom, the curses that the Jewish people will face if they choose the wrong path, Chas V'Shalom, if they do not follow God's path. And what's very interesting about the way the Parsha describes the choice of the Jewish people is that it uses the verb of going, of halicha. The Parsha begins, Im v'chukotai telechu. Later, it refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'hithalachti b'tochachem. I will go with you because you're going with me. Rashi even says that v'hithalachti b'tochachem, atayel imchem b'gan Eden ke'achad mikem. I'll walk with you, v'hithalachti b'tochachem, inside you, in your midst, in a personal way, b'gan Eden, as one of you. A personal teyul, walking together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the next part of the parasha, in the Klalot, it says, "V'im telchui mi keri." If you go with me, happenstance, not coincident, not consistently. Later, "V'alachta mimichem v'chamat keri," then I'll go with you the same way. The parasha focuses on a certain path that one follows, and in fact, the concept of v'chukotai telechu begins already in Parshat Achremot when it says, "U'v'chukotehem lo telechu." Not to go in the paths of the goyim. So it's more than just kiyum mitzvot. It's a path. It's a choosing of how one proceeds. Does one follow the ways of the goyim, or does one follow the ways of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? I think one can get a better understanding of what this signifies by appreciating the widening of the gap that Chazal understood the two sides to be describing. If we look at Rashi, the beginning of the parasha, Rashi quotes Chazal explaining the seeming redundancy in b'chukotai telechu v'et mitzvotai tishmeru v'asitem otam. So the question is, what does b'chukotai telechu mean if the next clause is v'et mitzvotai tishmeru? So Rashi explains, yachol ze kiyum mitzvot. Maybe b'chukotai telechu means fulfilling mitzvot. Kishu omer v'et mitzvotai tishmeru harei kiyum mitzvot amur. The next part of the pasuk is describing that. So what's this referring to? Shetiyu amelim b'Torah. That a person should be amel, involved constantly in Torah. Where does Rashi get this from? Where does amelim b'Torah come from in the words in b'chukotai telechu? In a similar way, in the second part, in reference to the klalot, when it talks about people who don't follow the ways of God, the Torah writes, v'im lo tishmu'uli, v'lo ta'asu et kol mitzvot ha'ila, ואם בחוקותיי תמאסו ומתמשפטיי תגעל נפשכם. Here too there's a seeming redundancy. It's not just fulfilling mitzvah. Rashi explains, ואם בחוקותיי תמאסו מויס באחרים העושים. Person who's disgusted with other people doing mitzvah. ואם מתמשפטיי תגעל נפשכם שונא החכמים. A person hates the חכמים who represent mitzvah. לבלתי עשות מונע את אחרים מעשות. A person who tries to keep people from doing it. So the two sides of the equation here are not just people who fulfill, people who don't fulfill. It's people who pursue, who are constantly involved, and people who develop a negativity towards Avodat Hashem, mitzvot, those who fulfill them, those who represent them. And the obvious question is, why is the parsha describing such extremes? What about the path in the middle? I think the answer is very simple. It could be that people can begin their lives, or for a period of time, be on some type of middle plane, where they're not passionate, where they're not constantly involved in Torah and mitzvot, and where they're not anti, they're not disgusted by it. But that's short term. At some point, a person reaches either identification, pursuit, passion, full involvement, following a course, or they become disgusted and critical of those who are more passionate than they are. And that's the lesson of halicha in the parsha. The question is not just what people pursue, what people fulfill, excuse me. It's a course that people pursue. And the question is whether we pursue the course of Avodat Hashem, whether our mitzvah fulfillment is more than just the technocratic fulfillment of Si'ifim in the Shulchan Aruch, but the pursual of the pursuit of a course, or whether it's just technical and eventually we become disenchanted with the many mitzvot and halacha that we're responsible to keep. And the lesson of the parasha is that a relationship with God hinges on our being holech b'chukotav, rat achrei ha-mitzvot, as we learn in the parakim of Pirkei Avot that we're reading this week. And this, hopefully, is the way that we can forge this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the core of that is being omel b'Torah, being involved in Torah, not just learning it happenstance here or there, but having it as our focus of what we're involved in, as an expression of our passion and pursuit of a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbat Shalom.